is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
With the State of the Union about 8 hours from now, what can we expect to hear from President Trump? Well, Mick Mulvaney is the White House budget director. He says one of the things the president will highlight is an upbeat tone.
I think you're going to see a very upbeat, very positive speech. He is going to start to reach across the aisle a little bit. We will talk about the successes that we've had in the past year.
Available homes are in short supply, and it means home prices continue to rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Home prices rose by 6.2% in November, according to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index. Another index in the S&P 500 indicates a 6.4% gain in prices in the nation's 20 largest housing markets, and that exceeded predictions. Prices are 6% higher overall than their peak in 2006. One expert attributes the supply crisis for the higher prices. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For all of these stories and more, please check out our website, usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi yesterday defended her previous comments that workers' $1,000 bonuses and wage increases are crumbs. Earlier this month, you remember Pelosi slammed the recently passed GOP tax reform legislation, calling wage increases and bonuses that were attributed to this as crumbs and, quote, pathetic. Yesterday, she explained why she called them pathetic and crumbs.
Because it's not a question of $1,000. It's a question of the billions of dollars, the banquet that they have put for the top 1%. Now, I don't begrudge anybody their success, their wealth, their achievement.
As you tune into the State of the Union address by President Trump tonight,
you may notice something a bit different in the audience. Both men and women are going to wear black to show solidarity as part of the Me Too movement. Penny Nance is a CEO and president of Concerned Women for America. She says what we really need to know, though, is who are the congressmen who settle complaints for sexual harassment claims.
The taxpayer had to pay some portion of $17 million. We don't know. We've seen a few members resign. We've seen a few more say that they're not going to run for re-election. We just had a member of the Ethics Committee that's supposed to be handling this issue come forward. You know, there is a problem here culturally, and we can make this better. We can do better. At the end of it, the country will be better.
Back on this date in 1976, the Supreme Court of the United States banned spending limits and campaigns, equating money with freedom of speech. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. Here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to start by talking with Kathy Mahoney from MDV. They supply our commissaries, and they do great things for vets. You'll hear the whole story. Then contributor Tom Jones. Tom's a combat vet who helps other vets and other handicapped folks return to normal life. And we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome to the show Kathy Mahoney. She's the president of the Spartan Ash Division called MDV. They supply our military commissaries, and they do a lot of things to support vets. Welcome aboard, Kathy.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Kathy, I know besides running MDV, you're an attorney, the attorney for Spartan Ash. That's interesting. Talk to us for just a minute about how you got involved with Spartan Ash. Then let's get to what MDV does.
So I've worked with the company for about 13 years now.
Oh, wow.
And I started in the legal department. I'm a lawyer by training, and I worked in the legal department for Nash Finch, based in the Twin Cities. And then when Nash Finch merged with Spartan Stores, I moved here to Grand Rapids in 2014. I now hold the position of chief legal officer for the company. And as you know, Spartan Nash Company is a Fortune 400 company, public company. So I'm the chief lawyer for the company and have a team that just does an awesome job working with our customers and clients. And I was asked mid-17 to step in addition to that role, to take over the leadership of MDV, which has just been a terrific honor.
That does mean you're never bored.
It means that I don't have a lot of free time. That's right.
Okay. Let's get to point now. Talk to us about who MDV is and how it supports our troops.
So MDV is the leading distributor to United States commissaries in the world. We have been supplying military commissaries since the late 1980s. It's a part of our business about which we're very, very passionate. We partner with a company on the West Coast called Coastal Pacific Food Distributors, and together we supply every commissary in the world.
Wow. And is that everything they sell? Just food? Just what?
It's not everything that they sell, because the way the commissary system works, it is the vendors that actually retain you to deliver their products to the commissaries. But, you know, we have the privilege of being the largest distributor into the military commissary system.
Okay. So that means every time a military person goes into a commissary, the bulk of what they see there is there because MDV provided it.
For the commissaries that we supply, that's right, because we are not a distributor that covers the entire United States, which is why we partner with this other company called Coastal Pacific, and together we do. So if you go into one of the commissaries that we supply, that's right, the bulk of the products do come there from us. And in addition to that, Denny, I'm proud to say that we were selected by DECA to be the exclusive supplier of private label products to the commissaries. So any commissary that one of our service people or veterans or their families goes into, when they see a Freedom's Choice, a home-based product, or a Top Care product, they know that we're involved in getting it there.
That's awesome. Who selected you for that? The commissary system, the military commissary system?
That's right. The Defense Commissary Agency, which is the federal agency that runs the commissaries, a competitive bidding process to decide which company it would partner with to roll out its private label program. There were, as I understand, there were more than 40 companies that bid on the work, and we were the ones that were ultimately selected.
Well, I suspect your excellent record had something to do with that, since I've had a little bit to do with bids before. So private label basically means not the big fancy brand, but the same quality of product, which costs less, therefore, to the buyer. Am I right?
You are exactly right. And I tell you, there's a misconception out there because, you know, some folks, some of the baby boomer age, you know, remember the days of generic products, you know, the bottom shelf, the black and white box. That's not what this is. The products that we supply are the same quality or better than national brand.
Well, my first job out of the Army when I retired 30-something years ago was as a sales engineer, and one of my companies was Whirlpool. Well, they made Whirlpool washers and dryers, but they also made other brand washers and dryers. It was the same quality, and that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
That's exactly right. I mean, they're not all manufactured by the same companies that supply the branded products, although some are, but it's exactly right. The specifications are designed to ensure that it's the same quality as in the national brand. And I tell you, we're all really hopeful that being able to offer this lower cost alternative to our patrons at the commissaries will help bring, as they say, more boots into the store and help the commissaries do better.
That's important. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing supplying our military commissaries with MDV President Kathy Mahoney. And Kathy, I know that the commissaries are having trouble because they're getting less federal support, so therefore the prices have gone up compared to back 30 years ago when I was on active duty. So they need all the help they can get in order to keep servicing the military. And this is a technique that it's legal, it works, and it's good for everybody, isn't it?
It really is, because, you know, even some of the companies that sell the national branded products are seeing a pickup in their sales as well because more people are coming into the commissary to shop. So, you know, it's important for the continuation of the benefit, and we believe so strongly that this is an important benefit for our service people, that people actually go in and shop the commissaries.
So you must be getting some feedback on this. How's it working?
It seems to be working really very well. It is still what I'll call in the rollout stages, so not all of the products are available. At the end of 2017, there were about 450 products for sale in the commissaries that were private label. The goal is to ultimately get to about 2,000, so we're early on in the journey.
2,000 out of how many total kinds of things? I don't have a clue, so I'm...
You know, and
I guess it would have to be 8,000 or 10,000 different.
It's more than that.
More than that.
Yeah, more than that. And I apologize, I don't have the exact number with you, but with me here, it's a fraction of what's available, but it's in the key areas that give people choice.
You know, and that's a huge issue. It was back when I was on active duty, and when I've been around other people too. So it sounds like this is a good move for everybody. It's a good move for the commissaries. It gives them credibility. It's a good move for the military people. It's a good move for the vendors, because the vendors who are making this kind of quality stuff now have an easy way to get it in.
It's exactly right. And candidly, you know, we think it's also a good thing for the vendors who supply the national branded products, because, you know, from my meetings with them, the passion in those companies for the military is really, really strong. And trying to be able to, you know, help support the commissary system with all the things that they do in addition to it, getting more sales helps there too. So we think it's a win-win all the way around.
And that's awesome, because we need the commissaries to be as good as they've always been. And they have been struggling. And it sounds like this is one good step in the right direction to get them back to the level they were before. That's awesome. And you guys provide stuff for commissaries overseas too, don't you? You're not just the United States.
That's true. We do. We are one of the leading exporters for products to the commissaries in Eastern Europe.
So that means stuff like frozen food and ice cream and stuff like that, you ship that?
It sure does.
That's got to take some people who really know what the heck they're doing, doesn't it? I mean, this is not just throw it in a container and ship it over there.
It does, and we have just an incredible staff that has been doing this for a long time and knows all the ins and outs. Because in addition to just getting the product, getting it staged and properly, you know, stored into the container, you also need to do all the paperwork to get it through foreign customs.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's a little bit of a complicated journey, but we love helping our vendor partners as well as the commissaries get the products that the service people want when they're over there. So it's a little reminder of home to be able to get the products that you can buy in the States.
I remember when I was overseas, it truly was. There were some things you could buy downtown, was sort of cool to have. I was in Germany to have this or that. But most of the time, I wanted home. And home food meant the commissary. So that's really important, I think, to most service people, not just the families, the everybody else that the commissary provides for. Wow. Kathy, I'm not going to let you go yet, but do a quick one-minute summary on what you'd like everybody to remember about what MDV does for our commissaries.
Well, MDV is committed to serving our military heroes, whether at home or abroad, by helping bringing a taste of home to them through the commissaries. We have 5 distribution centers that are passionate about serving the military commissaries, and we partner with branded manufacturer companies to help get their products there. We work with DECA to help deliver private label products, and we're always there to try to help support military causes as well, because we're pretty – one of our core values at our company is patriotism, and we're pretty passionate about it.
I've been around Spartan Nash to know that those aren't just words. That's fact. Well, I'm not letting Kathy go yet. She's going to stick around, because we're going to talk about another way that MDV helps and works with veterans. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom, but you're not done with this yet. Hit the deck right now and do an easy, slow 35 one-handed push-ups with each hand. I want you to lean and mean. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Look like sheep and you'll be eaten by wolves. According to interviews done with armed robbers, you are far more likely to be targeted by criminals if you look weak and helpless. Carry yourself with pride and military bearing, because many criminals can spot a soft target with one glance. Stay alert and aware of your surroundings. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
Investors, you know the age-old rule about diversifying your investments. That's because they all take turns rising and falling. And with the stock market long-tooth rally, we are all talking about not if, but when it falls. So what might be a good hedge? Well, gold has been the choice of many investors since forever. And furthermore, if you want to diversify your IRA, you need a trustee that not only allows it, but has experience, has been offering gold in IRAs for years, also silver. Check out Gold Goliath. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Ask them the tough questions. Call them at 800-517-3195 to get the information you need to make an informed decision about adding gold or silver to your IRA. Call Gold Goliath at 800-517-3195. That's 800-517-3195 or online at goldgoliath.com.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Kathy Mahoney, Spartan Nash Chief Legal Officer and President of their MDV division. That's the division that provides to U.S. commissaries all over the place, most of the world, and with one partner probably everywhere. MDV is Spartan Nash's military division, as we've just discussed. But Kathy, you guys do a lot more for veterans than just sell to commissaries. Talk to us about what you do.
So, you know, as I mentioned earlier, patriotism is one of our core values, and it's not just a core value for MDV. It's a core value for Spartan Nash Company. So we try to live it every day in every aspect of our business. One of the nonprofits that we partner with and we're a big supporter is called Honor and Remember. It is a nonprofit that was started by George Lutz after his son was killed in action. And it helps to recognize families that have lost a service member to make sure that they understand that their sacrifice is not forgotten and it was not in vain. We do a couple of things with them. We fly their flag on every one of our trailers, regardless of whether it's going to one of our corporate stores, one of our independent grocery stores that we supply on our food distribution business, or our military commissaries to help get recognition.
Well, I know the stores I shop at fly the flag, and I know I fly one at my house, but I'm not a truck for Spartan Nash.
Well, as do I. I fly one at my house as well. And I tell you, one of the things that we do during at our retail stores throughout the country is we have a scan during the summertime to give our customers the opportunity to donate to a patriotic cause. And last year, we were able to raise $300,000 for those causes, and we split it between two, one of which was Honor and Remember, which helped just sponsor a large number of flags to deserving families.
Let's talk a minute about Honor and Remember. They will make a flag, and this isn't necessarily when you'd fly outside, but a flag that is really a presentation-type flag. With the name of the individual, and it's presented, and it's pretty much a big deal. This is pretty much what they do, isn't it? They find people and honor them with that flag. They'll give you another one, too, if you want to fly it outside, but it's not embroidered and stuff.
It's true. I mean, that's sort of the large part of it is just making sure those families know that the country appreciates the ultimate sacrifice that they made. And so, yes, it is a hand-sewn flag that's personalized. It has the service person's name on it and date of death. We try to do official presentation ceremonies to families. And I tell you, if you haven't been to one, you should really do it because it's a very emotional event.
And while this is really cool, and it is because I've been able to participate in a couple myself, it isn't cheap. And I know that Spartan Nash is a major supporter, but you guys are still – well, Spartan Nash is a major supporter, but Honor and Remember needs more financial support as well as help finding people who lost somebody in service. Am I right?
Absolutely, because I tell you, there's a long list of families that are waiting to receive a personalized flag. And so we engage in fundraising. I have been asked to be on their board, and I'm just excited to be doing that. And I can tell you that there just aren't enough funds to fulfill all the need there. So we're looking for corporate partners. We're looking for individuals, whatever, you know, contributions they can make to help us, you know, make that personalized flag a reality. We're just very, very appreciative.
And I'm betting that honorandremember.org is where you can do that.
Absolutely.
Honorandremember.org is pretty simple. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing MDV and Spartan Nash supporting our military, particularly the Honor and Remember organization that provides flags to people who have died while serving in uniform. Kathy, this is everybody. You don't have to be killed in combat or anything like that. The people who are serving, if they lost their lives in any kind of way while in uniform, Honor and Remember's for them. Am I right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Because there's a it's easy to think, oh, if you got killed in combat, hey, our training, military training is dangerous. Going overseas is dangerous. Travel is sometimes dangerous. If they're serving honorably and they lose their lives while serving, they're eligible for this, they're eligible to receive an Honor and Remember flag.
That's exactly right. It's not limited to people who die as a result of enemy fire.
So if you know someone in that category, again, there's a waiting list. So one, you can help us spread the word that they can go on honorandremember.com and honorandremember.org and request to be on the list. But how about also helping us raise a few bucks? Because I've seen these flags, and they've got to be in the $100, $200, $300 range to make them. And by the way, then they don't deliver themselves either. Somebody needs to go there. Travel expenses. This is not an El Cheapo. And the team is not extravagant. They save money where they can. Okay, Kathy, Honor and Remember is one of the things you do, and the fundraising, you do other things too. You guys are big in honoring American flags, worn-out flags. I think I've seen Spartan Nash do that quite a bit.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we provide in each of our grocery stores, and we operate, you know, more than 140 of them around the Midwest. We give the opportunity for people to bring in flags that are worn to us, and we'll make sure that we properly dispose of each and every flag. We do the same thing at our corporate headquarters here. I'm now based out in Norfolk, Virginia, which is where our military division is based. We do the same. We do that there as well as in our service center in Minneapolis. So, I mean, we're passionate about it in everything that we do. There's a group that is comprised mainly of folks who are involved in the military resale system called the American Logistics Association. We volunteer very heavily through their events, even things like raising money for Toys to, for not for Toys for Tots, but for a similar, opportunity for folk, for service people to help them supply some joy at Christmas time to their children. And, you know, we were involved in donating water for the commissioning at the USS Gerald R. Ford. And
wow.
I was honored enough to have been there. It was just an awesome event. So, you know, in addition to that, you know, just as an employer, we're a veteran-friendly employer, which means that we love to hire veterans. And so if there are any veterans out there who are looking for an opportunity, please take a look at our website, you know, www.spartannash.com, and go into career opportunities. And please give us the opportunity to hire you.
And you're a national company, so you don't have to live in the Midwest or anywhere else. You're all kinds of places.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, we also have a company foundation that, you know, has one of its core pillars for what we look for in terms of supporting being patriotism as well. So one of the other organizations about which we're particularly passionate is called Vets House, and it's located out in Norfolk, Virginia, and it's a homeless shelter just for veterans. And, you know, it just sort of saddens the heart that veterans need it, but they do.
But they do, and that is so true. Kathy, this is awesome. One, I'm just delighted with my from my time working with Spartan Nash to be working for a company that is so patriotic, so appreciative of those who serve without compromising anything on quality of performance and quality of product. So I suspect you are prouder than heck at the opportunity to serve where you do.
Absolutely. And I've been practicing my hooah. It's become a job requirement.
Well, I think that's really good. And if you need a coach, I'll be available. Kathy, thank you so much for taking time to join us today. Thank you for the way you are serving those who are serving and those who have served. I'm proud to call you friend.
Thank you. And I right back at you.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, contributor Tom Jones. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops do 150 jumping jacks, then take a break, do 50 more. Then stand at ease, but stay in the area. I'll be right back.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Celebrate the new year with a financial resolution to put your rewards programs to work for you. Bank of America's Kevin Condon offers a smart strategy.
Think about your categories of spending and the companies you'll use most often in 2018. Step back and determine how you can layer your rewards programs to make them work together. For example, when traveling, you can combine airline, hotel, shopping, and banking rewards programs to get more bang for your buck.
Consolidating your rewards programs and getting a full understanding of the benefits can also pay off, according to Condon.
Staying loyal to your favorite brands can help you earn more rewards and give you the best chance of achieving elite status. For example, if you consolidate your finances with Bank of America, you could be eligible for our Preferred Rewards program, which offers bonus credit card rewards, discounts on home and auto loans, $0 Merrill Edge trades, and no-fee ATM transactions.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
USA Radio News.
That the Democrats tried blocking the rest of the members of Congress from even having access to the memo that the majority wrote. Yesterday, the majority voted to provide access to the Democrats' memo. The process is this. It's an 11G process. You've all probably reported on it, which is a memo gets released to the broader members. They read it. Then you go and scrub to make sure that no sources and methods are being compromised. And then you go through the process of releasing it.
House Speaker Paul Ryan earlier today discussing some of the processes that a memo would go through. Now, this controversial memo purportedly details alleged surveillance abuses by the U.S. government. U.S. retail gas prices rose last week to a national average of $3.58 a gallon, up more than 3 cents from the prior week and the highest level in more than 4 months. Among the 50 states, 48 experienced a gas price increase last week. And President Trump is preparing for his State of the Union address tonight. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. I really do welcome your comments, troops. Send me your comments and questions through frontlinesoffreedom.com or do it on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who died while serving our nation in uniform, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. HonorandRemember.org. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show contributor Tom Jones. Tom's a combat vet who worked through his combat trauma issues with some help from the Eisenhower Center. Now he helps other vets and other handicapped folks return to normal life. Welcome back to the show, Tom.
Hey, thanks a lot, Danny.
Tom, give us a quick summary of your military career and the healing that you went through.
Yeah, well, it was, just like many Americans, September 11th, the country was really, we were brought together under some bad circumstances. You know, there was a lot of patriotism, and that was when I joined. I heard the towers go down on the radio, and I quit the job I was at. And next thing you know, fast forward, I'm marching down range on the initial march with the 101st Airborne Division in 2003 to Iraq. And, did a year there, came back, trained for another year and left for another year in 05 and went back to Kirkuk with the 101st. So it was on that deployment in 2006 that I was hit with a roadside bomb, like a lot of us out there on the roads. But this one, I didn't lose any limbs. I didn't, I felt like I was fine, kind of drink water and drive on mentality. But when I got back, I ETS'd and, realized I was having some issues. And, it wasn't until, 5 or 6 years out of the military that I was linked up with the Eisenhower Center, and I was able to go and see, the actual damage that was done to my brain from the blast. So, from there, it was just a matter of honing in on my strengths and recognizing my weaknesses and, almost recognizing as a different individual than I was when I was in the service. But nonetheless, it's been a joyful ride, really to, have this new battle that I was fighting. But, I've won. I feel like I'm in a good spot, and I got a lot of good people around me, and I'm able to advocate for, the buddies that were in my left and right, my gunners, my drivers, folks all over the country to come into this program and have the same kind of help.
The secret to that success is sucking up the male pride that says, I can't be hurt, I need help. Mm-hmm. And once you do, it works, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And it's persistence. Nobody wants to, whatever the injury is, no one wants to eat a handful of meds, and no one wants to, have to go through rigorous therapies forever. But it's, that's a good thing about our service members is, know, past and present, you know, the fight that we keep within ourselves. We're a select few, so it doesn't surprise me to see so many great stories coming out of the Eisenhower Center.
Amen. Okay, our topic today starts with the David Pauley Classic. I don't even know who David Pauley is. Tell us about David.
Well, David Pauley was an other abled hunter. You know, he was paralyzed in a motorcycle accident at a young age, and his enthusiasm and his love for the outdoors was evident to everybody who came around. And David Pauley, we operate a lot with the Action Track wheelchairs with the other abled community to get him out and back into therapeutic, improved outdoor recreation. And that, you know, therapeutic being outside, you know. So we built him a blind. He got his own track chair paralyzed, and, you know, he got a deer every year, and we wanted to put him on a big one out in Cadillac up north of Michigan. And we built an accessible blind for him, but he, about a month prior, 2 months prior to the hunt, he passed away of an infection. And, you know, it was pretty devastating to everyone that put him, you know, the time. And, it, you know, we got with David and we really wanted to make this special for him. But, you know, when he passed, we got a hold of David's brother, Jason, and his family. And it was a hard time for him. It was a hard time for all of us. But I knew that there's a lot of people out there in David's position. You know, with these tracked wheelchairs, I have programs. We've got them for veterans. The past 3 years, we've delivered about 15 to these veterans' driveways and folks injured in automobile accidents. There's programs through different insurance companies to get these chairs, but there's no programs injured, you know, for people that are injured in a motorcycle accident or born with a disability. So we took it upon ourselves to start the David Pauley Classic. And it was a nomination, an online nomination through Michigan.gov, where we wanted people to reach into their communities, nominate themselves or someone that they, you know, had the love for the outdoors like David. And, you know, we got an application. We got about 30 or 40 of them. We sat down as a board. And, you know, we gave a track chair away to the person that we felt had the same kind of passion for the outdoors as David. And we're going to continue to do it. You know, I told Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors, our board, that, hey, if we got to drain our account every year, you know, I want to give away more of these every single year. And so it was really bittersweet about the individual, Corey Lance, that we gave it to, another great outdoorsman. You know, he was boundless outdoorsman his whole life. And, you know, his two small boys, you know, a lot of private land out where he lives. And he went on vacation and jumped off a dock and broke his neck. And about his life in the outdoors with his boys was done. But we dropped that track chair off to him and hosted him on a hunt out here in Manchester, Michigan, that was exclusive, you know, 300-acre preserve. And he just loved it. So now we're still in touch with Corey, and he's going to be coming out with us all the time. But there's, you know, there's a lot of Corys out there and a lot of Davids out there that these chairs could really benefit.
That's really the thing. And the reason I like to have Tom on the show periodically is because what he's doing, what he and his group are doing for people who are severely handicapped, but who still love the outdoors, or if they didn't love the outdoors, might love the outdoors if they find something to do. This is a role model. Tom is a guy who knows how to get these things done, who knows the kind of things that can do that. So if you are in your community, if that's something that makes sense to you, Tom, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can email me at, you know, go on miofo.org or tomjones.myofo@gmail. But really the best way, you know, social media travels fast. You know, so we have a direct tie through our Facebook page, you know, the whole team on there. We'll get the message quick. But, you know, other communities are hearing about us too. It's what we're doing. It's there's a lot of outfits out there. And, you know, you see the posts about taxpayers, you know, especially in Ann Arbor. It's, I think they're up to about $500,000 now that they've put towards the deer cull. You know, and the deer cull consists of fixing the does so they can't reproduce and shooting some bucks. You know, they have a set number, which, you know, people come together and they decide on that. But my argument was, where's the meat go? You know, in these townships, like, for instance, Manchester, the village and township of Manchester had a deer problem, and they were going to contract out sharpshooters to come in, $100,000, and, you know, nobody was going to see that meat. So I got with the Washtenaw County Commission and said, hey, I have a proposal to save you a little bit of money and to be a pretty impactful, you know, hunt for folks that don't necessarily have them. And we've been hunting the Leonard Preserve in Manchester, Michigan for the past 2 years, and we've saved the township over $200,000. But with that, I've also been able to fill the freezers of individuals, you know, 100% disabled veteran and a civilian with a permit to hunt from a standing vehicle. is the requirement to hunt back there. And so these are people on fixed income and disability that I was able to put a whole bunch of meat in the freezers that they don't have the extra income to go to the store, or go to the market and buy this kind of meat. So it was really rewarding for us to see, you know, have this community out and see the level of support from the city of Manchester and just the camaraderie that everyone's building. You know, it's been much deeper than just the harvest of a deer for a lot of individuals.
You know, it's pretty simple, isn't it? If you look for opportunities, if you use your head and you're looking to help people, there's ways to do it. And this particular way not only saved the city some money, but more importantly, you helped increase the quality of life for some people who were severely handicapped. Tom, that's an awesome idea. One more time, your website, spell it out so people know how to find it.
Yeah, the website is www.miofo.org. It's MIOFO. And the social media, you know, Facebook is just Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors. You know, either site is, we're a bunch of hard-nosed vets out here, so we just stop typing with our elbows and biting our tongue. So the best way, you know, if people really want to hear the mission, there's a couple videos on there. I say just call me. My number's right on social media, my direct line. So, you know, an event to us is one individual, and, you know, we've hosted as many as 46 individuals out on a hunt. So we're expanding. You know, we're getting out your way. We're going to be coming out to the Allegan State Game area, putting in some accessible blinds, getting some tracked wheelchairs out there, and being able to do and replicate what we've done here in the Sharonville State Game area. Across the state.
So it's working well in Michigan, and it'll work well in your state, too. Tom,
thank
you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for being a part of the Frontlines of Freedom team, and thank you for your service to our nation in uniform and now. I'm glad you're on the team, pal.
Yeah, you too, Danny. Thanks for paving the way.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Next up, we'll open our weekly mailbag. Then it's time for military history. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops do 150 jumping jacks, then take a break, do 50 more, then stand at ease, but do stay in the area. I'll be right back. Spartan Nash is committed to supporting our veterans as they transition out of the service back into the workforce. In fact, we were recently named as a certified veteran-friendly employer, emphasizing our commitment to hire, train, and retain those who served our country.
Learn how your skills and experience can be put to use at Spartan Nash and begin your civilian career with us.
Learn more at spartannash.com/careers.
Sliding around in sock feet is a pretty common activity in a Fisher house. You see, every year, thousands of kids stay here to be close to a wounded mommy or daddy receiving care at a military or VA medical center. It's a place where they can feel at home when they're not, and where kisses and hugs are only minutes away instead of time zones, which, for a kid with a soldier as a parent, is an unfamiliar luxury. To learn more about the Fisher House Foundation and how you can help, go to fisherhouse.org today.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own.
Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire processed food technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send me your thoughts to denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Hey, Skip, what's first?
Matt wrote that I'd wondered why the people in Okinawa, Japan were complaining about our helicopters making emergency landings there. He said that Okinawa has a lot of agitators that are being paid to complain about our military presence no matter what happens. Also, the Okinawa governor is pro-China.
Thanks, Matt. What you shared makes great sense to me when you look at what's happening on that island. However, the government of Japan is quite hostile to China. I guess it's like California blowing off the rest of the United States. It's stupid, but it happens, and it's consistent with what our main guest today said.
Fred from Oklahoma was surprised that our military is being hurt so much by the inability of Congress to fund them properly. He asked, what is keeping Congress from wanting to keep our nation safe?
Fred, the big thing in Congress is personal power. The leaders on both sides of the aisle protect the power that is held by the leaders of both parties. It's about power, not caring for our nation. That's why I like the term swamp when describing Washington. We need to get rid of the congressional leaders in both houses from both parties. They're corrupt. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, I was thinking about the fact that the football season is now over. And that got me thinking about Army football. When I was a cadet, the Army football team was darned good. We played Penn State and Syracuse every year and usually won. One year we played Syracuse in New York City's Polo Grounds. We cadets always marched onto the field before the game, then ran into the stands. One year, someone had the idea to have designated cadets carry oranges. When we stopped in the middle of the field for a salute, we'd drop the oranges. Once we were in the stands, everyone could see that they spelled something like Go Army or Beat Syracuse. I don't remember which one it was. On cue, we dropped our oranges. As we ran off the field, more than a few of us stepped on or kicked the dropped oranges, but it still worked. The message was for the Syracuse fans, so the sports writers who were behind us saw the message was upside down to them, so they ridiculed us for doing it wrong. I mean, why would anybody do anything except for the benefit of the reporters? I think they even printed that they saw upside down in the newspapers. I also remember that some comments from the Syracuse fans who saw us holding oranges and thought we were going to throw them at them. Anyway, we won 9-2, and I'm still boycotting the NFL. Who needs them?
Colonel, I think in light of what the NFL is doing, maybe West Point should do this again for the NFL special, but this time instead of using oranges, a different fruit called road apples.
Ooh. You know, that's got an interesting smell to it, Skip.
It does.
Well, now it's time for military history. Lead out, Skip.
On 1 February 1943, Japanese forces on Guadalcanal Island, defeated by our Marines, started to withdraw after the Japanese emperor finally gave them permission. On July 6, 1942, the Japanese landed on Guadalcanal Island, part of the Solomon Islands chain, and began constructing an airfield. In response, the U.S. launched Operation Watchtower, in which American troops landed on five islands, including Guadalcanal. The Americans who landed on Guadalcanal had an easy time of it, at least initially. Over 11,000 Marines landed, but 24 hours passed before the Japanese manning the garrison knew what had happened. The U.S. forces quickly met their main objective of taking the airfield, and the outnumbered Japanese troops temporarily retreated. Japanese forces were landed, though, and fierce hand-to-hand jungle fighting ensued. The Americans were at a particular disadvantage because they were assaulted from both sea and air, but when our Navy supplied reinforcements, the Americans gained the advantage. By February 1943, the Japanese retreated on secret orders of their emperor. In fact, the Japanese retreat was so stealthy that the Americans did not even know it had taken place until they stumbled upon abandoned positions, empty boats, and discarded supplies. In total, the Japanese lost over 25,000 men compared with a loss of 1,600 by the Americans. Each side lost 24 ships.
That must have been one heck of a fight. And I am glad I missed it.
Yeah, you and me both, but 24 warships. I guess the difference there is we could replace ours, and they couldn't replace theirs.
And the crews, they couldn't replace the crews either. Well, on 30 January 1968, in coordinated attacks all across South Vietnam, communist forces launched the largest offensive of the Vietnam War against the South Vietnamese and U.S. troops, the Tet Offensive. On the 30th of January, during the Tet holiday ceasefire in South Vietnam, an estimated 80,000 troops of the North Vietnamese Army and National Liberation Front attacked cities and military establishments throughout the South Vietnam. The most spectacular episode occurred when a group of NLF commandos blasted through the wall surrounding the American embassy in Saigon and unsuccessfully attempted to seize it. Most of the attacks were turned back, with communist forces suffering heavy losses. Battles continued to rage throughout the country for weeks. The fight to reclaim the city of Hue from communist troops was particularly destructive. American and South Vietnamese forces lost over 3,000 men during the offensive. Estimates for communist losses ran as high as 40,000. While the communists did not succeed militarily, the impact of the Tet Offensive on public opinion in the United States was significant. The American people, who'd been told a few months earlier the war was successful and U.S. troops might soon be coming home, were stunned to see fighting taking place on the grounds of the U.S. Embassy. Despite assurances from the Johnson administration that all was well, the Tet Offensive led many Americans to begin seriously questioning such statements and to wonder whether American military might could truly prevail over the communist threat. In the 1950s, Americans almost unconditionally supported the vigorous American response to communism. In the wake of the Tet Offensive, support for the U.S. effort in Vietnam began to steadily decline, and public opinion turned sharply against President Johnson, who decided not to run for re-election.
Colonel, just once, wouldn't you like to go into a war and just look at it from a military aspect instead of political?
Yeah, but as Mao Zedong said, war is just politics with bloodshed.
Well, a lot of bloodshed.
Well, that's military history for today. Skip, it's Armed America time. What do we have this week?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Suspects might be able to run, but they can't always hide, not when armed citizens are alert and on their guard. A man who was wanted in connection with a homicide in Pittsburgh found that out for himself one day, even though he had run to South Carolina. After fleeing Pennsylvania, the thug tried breaking into a Myrtle Beach home where a 78-year-old woman lived. When the homeowner noticed a stranger was messing around with one of her windows, she called 911. She told the dispatcher she had a gun and she wouldn't hesitate to use it if the trespasser broke in. Myrtle Beach police responded quickly and arrested the prowler before he gained entry. They found out later that he was of personal interest in the killing of a University of Pittsburgh student.
Thanks, Colonel. There is no doubt in my mind that had this intruder been successful in breaking into this woman's home, the tiny, frail, weak old woman would have gunned him down in his tracks. I say that because I have many seasoned citizens like her in my concealed carry classes. Some of them talk tough, daring anyone to break into their house or accost them in any way, but most of them are very mild-mannered grandma types who speak softly but carry a big stick. I've always found these elderly women to be a bit of an enigma to me. On the one hand, they bake sugar cookies, keep a clean house, and cook an incredibly mean American pot roast. On the other hand, if you threaten their well-kept home or the ones they love, these pistol-packing grannies will no doubt drop you at the front door and then draw a chalk line around your cooling body before the police arrive. It's been said that a man's home is his castle, but that's also true with the feminine gender. A woman's home is her castle, and she is legally empowered and morally obligated to protect that castle against all bad guys who enter. This woman did three things exactly right and in the proper sequence. One, she was operating at a heightened state of awareness. She noticed someone trying to break in through a window because she was watching the curtilage of her home and no doubt her entire neighborhood. Retired citizens are great to have on a neighborhood crime watch because they are home all day when others are at work. Two, at the first sign of trouble, she retrieved her gun. I always tell my students to arm themselves before they call 911. The gun will protect you instantly, whereas the police will take 5 minutes or more to arrive. Three, she called 911 and told the dispatcher, "Hey, I'm 78 years old, I've got a gun, and if he breaks into my house, I'm going to shoot him." A statement like this always puts law enforcement in a hurry because they don't want citizens shooting other citizens. It causes a lot of cleanup and paperwork. And, of course, police are always concerned for seasoned citizens as well. Frontlines of Freedom congratulates this South Carolina Belle on a flawless personal defense performance. She is a role model to the younger crowd and a tribute to her generation.
That was a first-class performance, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Our book giveaway this week is Steve Mosier's book on China, Bully of Asia. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com and put Bully of Asia in the subject line. Oh, and this coming Friday is my favorite holiday, Groundhog's Day. Celebrate it with me. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, retired Navy Captain Joe John will join us to discuss domestic terrorism. We'll also talk with author Mark Heathcoe about his book on patrols in the demilitarized zone in Korea. It's called Purple 3. And, of course, we'll talk leadership tips with Dr. Noel Tichy.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never try are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
That the Democrats tried blocking the rest of the members of Congress from even having access to the memo that the majority wrote. Yesterday, the majority voted to provide access to the Democrats' memo. The process is this. It's an 11G process. You've all probably reported on it, which is a memo gets released to the broader members. They read it. Then you go and scrub to make sure that no sources and methods are being compromised. And then you go through the process of releasing it.
House Speaker Paul Ryan earlier today discussing some of the processes that a memo would go through. Now, this controversial memo purportedly details alleged surveillance abuses by the U.S. government. U.S. retail gas prices rose last week to a national average of $3.58 a gallon, up more than 3 cents from the prior week and the highest level in more than 4 months. Among the 50 states, 48 experienced a gas price increase last week. And President Trump is preparing for his State of the Union address tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
President Donald Trump's State of the Union address will begin tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The White House announced yesterday that there will be five things that you will hear about tonight, including tax cuts in the economy, infrastructure, immigration, trade, and national security. The Democrats will turn to Representative Joe Kennedy from Massachusetts for their response to President Trump's State of the Union address. FEMA is ending free food and water deliveries to Puerto Rico after a hurricane tore across the island last September. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Saying that the U.S. territory's supermarkets and other businesses have reopened after Hurricane Maria, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has announced that it will, quote, officially shut off aid to the island on Wednesday after providing more than 30 million gallons of drinking water and 60 million meals to its inhabitants since right after the hurricane. Not all of Puerto Rico's government officials agree that